But we're almost useless. I mean, how good is this mobile phone to you when it doesn't, you can't switch it on? It might be useful as a doorstop, but a very small door.
A mirror.
Yeah, maybe a mirror. Yeah, maybe a back scratcher, I don't know. But yeah, it's funny how God gives you an illustration just to kick off this evening. I was standing there thinking, oh my goodness, I have to charge it up. I've only got 18%. Do you know, I don't have to rely on the phone. You know, I can rely on being not connected through the phone to my words that God gave me. I can be connected to Him directly. And when I'm connected to Him directly, then I don't need this phone. I mean, I can put it away. I trust Him enough. And it's, for me, the end of 2023 and the beginning of 2024 is a journey of faith. Unless we're journeying by faith, then we're lost. If we're doing it all in our own strength, if we're doing it all with our mobile phones, if we're doing it all with technology, I know we as a church will love technology. You know I love technology. But if that's the only thing we're doing, then we're just broadcasting silence. We're just broadcasting a fruitless message. We're broadcasting a message that has no seed, that has no power, that will not go any further. It'll go out there and it will land just like seed lands. And then the birds will come along and take it, like the story of the sower comes. The thorns will come and overwhelm it, as we read in the story of the sower. But if that seed that has the DNA that it's designed with goes out with the power that God intended, then when it lands in good soil. It bears fruit 30, 60, 100 fold. And those kind of things are the kind of things that I want to press into. You want to bring up the first scripture, Jonathan? Just go back on the title if that's possible. I had a few thoughts as I pressed into 2023. A new year, a new way. You know, for me, as we press into 2024, most of us can look back at 2023 and say, there's been some good times, but there's also been some less good times. And I just want to encourage you, as I share today, there's a place where there's things that we need to leave behind. Because they belong in 2023 and they belong in our past. And we might have some scars from them. We might have some, we might walk with a bit of a limp from them. We might have some memories that are associated with those kind of things. But you know what? I want to press into 2024 and I want to press into 2024 with purpose, with faith, and building upon what God wants me to build upon. There are plenty of foundations we can build upon, but if we don't build on the right foundations, our building will fall down. So let's bring up our first quick scripture here, Jonathan. And it says in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." The things that need to remain on earth need to stay in the earthly realm. But you know what? When we lift our eyes up, when we lift our eyes up to heaven, we get a different perspective. God gives us a different perspective. God has a different perspective. And that different perspective is a heavenly earth perspective. It's from heaven. It's from his throne room. And from his throne room, God speaks to us today. God shares with us today. God moves in our world today. And if we will only ask him to lift us up, lift us up so that we can get just a glimpse of his perspective. Do you know, I've read about this. I've read about a number of astronauts who've gone into space and they said their world has changed, their worldview has changed, their perspective on life has changed, because suddenly they realized that they were one person on a great big planet in a great big universe. And then they suddenly realized how insignificant that. But then when you look at it from the perspective of Earth, you go to space. And so God could do very special things. but he wants us to have a fresh perspective. A fresh perspective, he wants to say, okay, leave some stuff behind. If there's some memories that you don't like that belong in 2023, bury them. Bury them and leave them in the grave where they belong. Doesn't mean the memories won't be there. Doesn't mean that the learned experience won't be useful. But we don't need to live it. Can you imagine somebody passing and them sitting in your their body sitting in your living room? I'm being a bit gross here, but I want to give you an illustration. Just imagine having a body sitting in your living room. That would be weird, wouldn't it?
Very weird.
But you know, that's what we do when we live with dead vision, when we live with the past, when we live with the things that have died. Mm. We have to lay them to rest, put them down. There may be nothing wrong with them, but they're for the past. Mm. And that's where we build first. So we build from there. Do you want to bring up the next scripture, Jonathan? I've got no control on my phone, so. As we press into that perspective.
Romans?
Yes, please. Yeah. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of your hope. Now, I'm going to make this really personal. 2023 and into 2024. May the God of your hope. Not my hope. You know, we can lean on other people's capacity. You know, some of the people in the room are brilliant cooks. You know, for those of us who are not brilliant cooks, we lean on your capacity. Mm. You don't lean on ours, because you'll have cheese on toast if you lean on my capacity. or cheese on toast with mushrooms, or something like that. You know, that's what you'd live with. So we lean into your gift and your skill. And so we can also do the same in terms of gifts and